of them we did, the last we did have some, and we had the most interesting experience that the mayor had a boy, colt, and she raised him, and he still stayed in the stable with her. And we tried to get him to go in his own stable, but he didn't want to have his mother, you know. He big as she was. And when we, it was the saddest thing you've ever seen when we sold him and had to put him in a metal a trailer to carry him off. Just as far as she could see him, she hollered, neighed.
Mm.
And for two or three days, she wouldn't even eat anything, the mother. And we stopped raising calves because we couldn't eat the meat. The last one we had was Curly. He was a white Hereford steer. I had a little pasture farm. And we, now listen to this, the children would go out, they were just a baby, and they'd all lie down, our children were small, lie down on the ground, and he would too, and they'd all cover up with a big old blanket thing, and he under there with them. Everybody thought he was a child, lying there with him. And he was just so gentle, but he got up big.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd try to play with you and knock you down, he wouldn't mean to, try to get up on you. Get up, put his feet up on your shoulder, knock you down. And he, at night when we'd go off and come back, we'd always bring him some candy. And he'd run out to get his candy, you know. His name was Curly.
Mm-hmm.
And when we took it, sent him off that day to be slaughtered, he cried all as far as I could hear him. He was crying, begging me to go take him out.
Mm.
And I never wanted to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
I never wanted to do that. I ate steak, but I don't want to know that.
The animal that it came from.
The calf it came from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, what would be a term for the noise that the cow would make?
Moo.
Okay. What about the horses?
Neigh.
Is that now a loud sound? Do they have different sounds that they make?
It's not so loud. I've heard them neighing out there since I've been in here. Neighing out there.
Hmm.
And I go out there and they won't beg for some feed. They got plenty of feed out there, green stuff, but they want some corn out of the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And some mixed feed. And they'll neigh.
Mm-hmm.
Neigh for it.
Hmm.
Although animals have a lot of sense. You have to be around animals to know just how much sense they have. We've got one horse there that never comes near you on her own, and the other one does, and I take a bucket of corn out there, and she has to come to the gate and get an ear out before I go put it in the stable. She nudges me until she gets an ear out and eats it. And then if it's just regular mixed feed, she's got to get a big mouthful before she goes to the stable.
Can't wait.
We can't wait. No.
Now, what would you call the type of boards that you have on the outside of the barns or houses
weatherboarding.
Okay. And what about along the edge of the roof that catches the
eaves?
What about the metal piece that catches the rain or something?
Well, if you have gutters, that's what the gutter is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you have a term for the part of the house that the two, like where two parts of the house come together and make a corner in the roof? Do you know of any terms that would describe that part of the roof?
The L.
Uh-huh.
A house is like this, you know. It's in the shape of an L.
Mm-hmm.